Okay, my first question is, are you ready?
Moja prvá otázka je, ste pripravení?
Okay, so are you ready?
Yes.
Pripravení.
Okay, now that's a dangerous answer. Okay.
To je nebezpečná odpoveď.
Okay, because you don't even know why I'm asking.
Prečo, lebo ani neviete, prečo sa to pýtam.
Okay, but I'm going to tell you I'm ready.
Pretože ja vám poviem, že ja som pripravený.
Okay, and I'm going to start off with a little story today.
Takže najprv začnem jedným príbehom.
Okay, when my daughter was in college about 15 years ago, she was calling home one day talking to Shelley on the phone.
Keď moja dcera bola na vysokej škole asi pred 15 rokmi, tak jedného dňa volala Shelley na telefón.
Now you gotta understand our house, the living room, where the furniture is and the TV is, you go up three stairs and there's the kitchen and dining room, but it's all open.
Takže máme taký otvorený priestor, kde dole je obývačka, potom sú tam také tri schodíky a potom je tam jedáleň s kuchyňou.
Okay, so Shelley's on the phone with our daughter in the kitchen.
Takže Shelley má na telefóne našu dceru v kuchyni.
Okay, my son and I are downstairs watching American football on TV.
A trošku nižšie som ja s mojím synom a pozeráme americký futbal v telke.
Okay, now you need to understand, when we watch sports, it gets a little loud, it gets a little exciting. We yell at the TV, we get excited.
Takže keď si tak viete predstaviť, tak my nepozeráme potichu tú telku, ale sme veľmi nahlas a sme veľmi nadšení a hulákame.
Okay. Now, my daughter's on the phone with my wife and she says, oh, I miss this.
A moja dcera tak hovorí Shelley, že toto mi tak chýba.
Okay, that was part of our family. That's what we did on weekends. It was just part of our family.
To je taká súčasť našej rodiny, to je to, čo robíme cez víkendy. Proste takáto sme rodina.
But as I look at that and I say, Tom, if you can get excited about a football game, what about your excitement about God?
A tak si hovorí, you must say yourself, to yourself or to your son.
I talk to myself.
Takže hovoril som si, že keď sa viem takto nadchnúť pre futbal, prečo sa takto nenadchínam pre Boha bežne.
Okay, so when I ask you if you're ready today, I'm asking you if you're ready for me, because I can be pretty emotional.
Takže keď sa pýtam, či ste pripravení, tak sa vlastne pýtam, či ste pripravení na mňa, lebo niekedy sa tak viem nadchnúť.
I can be pretty intense.
A niekedy je to intenzívne.
And you say amen, Cody?
Amen.
So I'm going to ask Anna, are you ready?
Sure.
You've got to match my emotion and my everything.
I'm not getting strong.
Okay, so today might be at times a little emotional for me.
Takže niekedy to bude troška také emocionálne z toho, čo budem hovoriť.
We'll see.
Uvidíme.
Okay. I'm going to start with a quick prayer, and you don't need to translate. I'll just do a quick prayer. Okay. Father God, I just thank you for this day and for this opportunity. And Lord, I just pray that your emotions fill us. Lord, that your joy fills us and that your passion fills us today. Lord, I just thank you and I praise you and I give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. So today we're going to start with a test.
Takže dnes začneme s testom.
Okay. Now, it's a test that in the United States would be very common for maybe a grade school, a child to take.
Je to veľmi bežné na základnej škole, ktoré vlastne tento test väčšinou majú žiaci.
Okay. And I assume maybe the same in Slovakia. I don't know.
A myslím si, že možno je to také aj tu.
Okay. It's a test that says, do you see things that are the same or do you see things that are different?
Je to o tom, že či vidíte veci, ktoré sú úplne rovnaké a či vidíte rozdiely medzi vecami.
Okay, so let's do our test.
Takže urobíme si takýto testík.
Here's our test. The first line up here. You know, you look at the boxes here over on the left.
Takže keď sa pozriete na tú ľavú stranu.
Okay, so on the first, is there anything that's the same?
Na tom prvom je tam niečo, čo je rovnaké.
What? The second one, the green angel, right? Okay, so good. How about the next one down, the bells? Is there anything the same?
Sú tam zvončeky. Sú tam nejaké rovnaké?
Okay, what? The orange ones, okay, way over here on the side, the orange ones. Okay, well, let's get down to the last one. How about this? We got Christmas presents. Anything the same?
Vianočné dávčeky, sú tam nejaké dve rovnaké?
The pink
ones. Okay, the pink ones. Right here. So yeah, those are pretty easy. Those are first and second grade.
Takže to je taký úroveň prvej a druhej triedy základnej školy. Or maybe kindergarten.
Or kindergarten, yeah.
Alebo školky.
Are you ready for something a little more difficult?
Takže trošku niečo ťažšie si pozrieme.
We were looking at things that are the same. Now what's different?
Tak a teraz budeme hľadať rozdiely. Čo je tam iné?
What do you see that's different here?
Čo, kde vidíme nejaké rozdiely?
Some missing a cake, someone... There's a, not a hole in the one on the right side.
This one here?
No.
Huh? There's not a hole. You're right. Yeah. This one's got a hole. Yeah. This one doesn't have a hole. Yeah. So there's something different.
Takže to je rozdiel, že tam nie je dierka v tej šiške.
Miška said there's a cake missing.
Yep. There's a cake here, but there's not a cake over here, so there's one missing. I'm going to move on. There's a couple other things that maybe you can't see real easily. But if you go up here,
yes,
there's a
yeah,
hole
there's
there.
There.
There's no hole there.
And shade.
You go here. I'll get out of the way. Yeah. There's two spots here. And it's hidden here. There's only one spot there. So there's differences. And sometimes we have to look a little closer.
Takže na tento sa už musíme pozrieť tak viac detailnejšie, aby sme to videli.
Okay, so, you know, the first test was pretty easy, the second test was a little more difficult.
Takže prvý test bol jednoduchý, ten druhý bol ťažší.
Now what I want to share with you today, you can sit back down if you want, you can stand up if you'd like to, but what I want to share with you today is what I do when I normally read the Bible.
Takže čo s vami chcem dnes zdieľať je, čo normálne robím, keď čítam písmo.
As I'm reading about events in the Bible, I always ask myself a question, what would I do if I was in that situation?
Keď čítam nejaký pasáž z písma, tak mám tam nejaký príbeh, tak sa rozmýšľam, čo by som robil ja, keby som bol v tejto situácii.
Okay, so today we're going to look at a couple events in the Bible, and I want to ask ourselves that same question. What would I do if I were in that situation?
Takže sa pozrieme na nejaké udalosti z písma a budeme si klásť túto otázku. Čo by som robil ja, keby som bol v tej situácii?
Okay, would my actions be the same or would they be different? And why?
Boli by moje skutky rovnaké, alebo by boli iné a prečo?
Now, I'm going to share with you today something that a couple months ago in one of our small groups during service, we talked a little bit about, and I had a chance to share a little, but I'm going to share a lot today.
Takže pred niekoľkými týždňami sme mali takú skupinkovú debatu a tam som hovoril niečo a teraz to trošku rozviniem.
Okay. When I was asked to speak today, my first reaction was, sure, I'll do that. I'll go grab one of my old sermons out of the cabinet, and I'll just use one of those.
A moja prvá myšlienka, keď ma oslovili, že mám kázať, bola, že tak pôjdem do mojho takého, takej databázy, zoberiem si jednu z mojich starých kázní a ju použijem.
Okay. But God's been dealing with this, with me on this message for quite some time, and when I sat down and started thinking about it, he put the words here.
Ale na túto tému, o ktorej hovorím, Boh už ku mne hovoril nejaký čas a tak som si to pripravil podľa toho, čo mi hovoril.
Okay, so most of our reading today is going to be in the book of Acts.
Takže väčšina z toho, čo budeme čítať, je v knihe Skutkov.
Okay, and I'll read some in English and Anna will read it in Slovak for us.
Takže to najprv prečte po anglicky a po slovensky potom.
The first area I want to look is Acts chapter 12.
Takže Skutky apoštolov kapitola 12.
Acts chapter 12 and we're going to read verses 1 through 4.
A budeme čítať 1 až 4.
Okay? And what it says, it was about this time that King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church, intending to persecute them. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with a sword. When he saw that this meant approval among the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also. This happened during the festival of the unleavened bread. After arresting him, he put him in prison, handing him over to be guarded by four squads of four soldiers each. Herod intended to bring him out for public trial after the Passover.
V tom čase začal kráľ Herodes trápiť niektorých z cirkevného zboru, dal sťať Jakuba, brata Jánovho, a keď videl, že sa to Židom ľúbi, rozkázal zlápať aj Petra. A boli práve dni nekvasených chlebov. Keď sa ho zmocnil, vsadil ho do väzenia a odovzdal štyrom žoldnierským oddielom po štyroch mužoch, aby ho strážili, lebo po veľkonočných slávnostiach chcel ho dať predviesť ľudu.
Okay. So here's the scene.
Takže tuto je tá scéna.
A friend of Peter, James, has been killed by Herod, and this makes people happy. So Herod arrests Peter too.
Petrov priateľ Jakub bol zavraždený, bol sťatý. A ľuďom sa to veľmi páčilo a Herodes videl, že sa im to páči.
Now it doesn't clearly state that. It says he was going to put him for public trial, but it's very clear to me Herod was planning on killing Peter too.
Takže hovorí sa tam síce, že ho chcel verejne súdiť pred ľudom, ale je tam celkom zjavné z toho, že Herodes ho chcel vlastne zabiť.
See, Peter wasn't arrested just for fun. It wasn't that. No, it was Herod was planning to kill Peter.
Takže Peter nebol zavretý len tak zo zábavy, ale Herodes plánoval jeho vraždu.
So let's read on.
Okay. Takže budeme čítať ďalej.
We'll read verses 5 and 6.
Verše 5 a 6.
So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance.
Strážili teda Petra vo väzení, ale cirkevný zbor sa horlivo modlil k Bohu za neho. V tú noc, keď Herodes mal dať predviesť Petra, spal tento medzi dvoma žoldniermi, zviazaný dvoma reťazami, a strážníci strážili dvere väzenie pred dvermi.
I don't know if this translates well, but and this wasn't planned. As I read this, I get cold chills. You know what cold chills are, where your hair stands up? Yeah.
Takže keď toto čítam, mám také zimomriavky.
Can you imagine this?
Vieš si to predstaviť?
You know, I look at this and I say, when I ask myself, what would I be doing? I can honestly say the last thing I would be doing would be sleeping.
Ja keď tak nad tým rozmýšľam, že čo by som ja robil v tejto situácii, asi tá posledná vec by bola, že by som spal.
I can't imagine Peter. How could you be sleeping?
Ja si to neviem ani predstaviť, akože Peter, ako si mohol spať?
Don't you know what's about ready to happen to you? You're going to be put to death.
Nevieš, čo sa ti má stať, asi budeš popravený.
And it's unbelievable to me the peace that Peter has in this terrible situation.
A je až neuveriteľný, aký pokoj mal Peter v tejto situácii.
Okay. He wasn't thinking about tomorrow, he wasn't worrying about the future, he didn't care. He was asleep.
Nemyslel na zajtra, nemyslel na tie problémy, proste spal.
So when I read this and I ask myself that question, it speaks to me.
A keď som nad tým rozmýšľal, tak som sa pýtal aj sám seba otázky a rozmýšľal som sám sebe.
Because if I honestly look at it, I don't know that I could have that peace in my life.
Pretože keď tak sa úprimne pozriem na seba, nevidím, že by som ja mal presne takýto úplný pokoj vo svojom živote.
It just clearly shows me areas of growth that I need.
Určite mi to ukazuje na oblasti, v ktorých potrebujem rásť.
Do you ever read the Bible this way? Do you ever read the Bible and say, what is it asking me? Where do I need to grow?
Už ste niekedy takto čítali písmo, že by ste sa pýtali, že k čomu ma to vyzýva? V čom by som mal ja rásť?
So we've got Peter, he's in prison, he's in chains, he's surrounded by guards.
Takže máme tu Petra, je vo väzení, má okovy a je obkolesený strážami.
And then we're going to read on, verses 7 through 10.
A budeme čítať ďalej, verše 7 až 10.
Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up and said, quick, get up! He said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrist. Then the angel said to him, put on your clothes and your sandals, and Peter did so. Wrap your cloak around you and follow me, the angel told him. Peter followed him out of the prison. But he had no idea that what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and second guards, and they came to an iron gate leading into the city. It opened by itself, and they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him.
A hľa, zjavil sa anjel pánov a svetlo ožiarilo miestnosť. Anjel udrel Petra po boku a zobudil ho hovoriac. Staň rýchle, a okovy mu spadli z rúk. I povedal mu anjel, opáš sa a obuj. Urobil tak. Anjel hovoril mu ďalej, prehoď si plášť a nasleduj ma. I vyšiel a nasledoval ho, ale nevedel, že je to skutočnosť, čo sa deje skrze anjela, myslel si, že vidí videnie. Ako prešli prvú stráž aj druhú a prešli k železnej bráne, ktorá viedla do mesta, otvorila sa im sama. A keď vyšli a prešli prvou ulicou, anjel hneď odstúpil od neho.
Okay, I really like what I read here.
Sa mi veľmi páči, čo sme si teraz čítali.
You see, Peter wasn't just asleep. Peter was sound asleep.
Takže Peter nemal taký ľahký spánok, ale on tvrdo spal.
Okay. Now I'm lucky today our neighbors aren't here. I don't think.
Som rád, že tu nie sú naši susedia, aspoň nemyslím si, že to máme nejaký.
This last week about 3 o'clock in the morning, Shelley heard a banging on the door.
Pretože tento minulý týždeň asi o 3 v noci Shelley počula hrozný buchot na dvere.
3 o'clock in the morning, she said, Tom, wake up, somebody's trying to get in the house.
A tak ma zobudila, Tom, zobuď sa, niekto sa nám snaží dostať do domu.
And then she heard it again.
A potom to znova počula.
But this time she saw the light, the fireworks in the sky.
Ale potom už videla ten ohňostroj, tie svetla.
So at 3 o'clock in the morning, our neighbors are setting off fireworks.
Yeah, the same last night. Takže o 3 v noci niekto sa rozhodol z našich susedov, že bude mať ohňostroj z okolnosti. Z okolnosti minulú noc u nás tiež niekto slal v noci z ohňostrojom.
And I share this story because Shelley, Tom, wake up. Tom didn't wake up.
Takže ona ma takto budila a Tom sa evidentne nezobudil.
The fireworks, the sound, the loud sound, Shelley pushing me, Tom was sound asleep.
Takže tam boli svetla a hluk z toho ohňostroja a Shelley do mňa búchala, ale ja som sa nezobudil.
So I look at this and I see myself with Peter here and the angel kicks him and has to wake him up and say, get up.
Takže keď si predstavíme tú situáciu, tak ten anjel doslova musel kopnúť a mu hovoril, že vstávaj.
Okay, and now, again, I go back to that question I asked. What would I do?
A zase sa vrátim k tej otázke. Čo by som ja robil?
And what I see in this situation is sometimes God has to kick us to get us going.
A niekedy zistíme, že Boh nás musí akoby tak nakopnúť, aby sme sa rozbehli.
And there's been more than a few times God has had to kick me and say, come on, Tom, get busy.
A bolo niekoľko takých situácií, kedy Boh musel mňa takýmto spôsobom nakopnúť a mi povedal, poď to, musíš sa troška našliapnúť sa.
And I'd love to give you examples, but we'd talk all day, because it's happened many times.
Takže keby som vám to všetko rozprával, tak by sme tu boli celý deň, lebo to sa stalo viackrát.
But you're going to hear a lot of questions today, and here's a question for you. How about you?
Ale máme aj otázku na vás. Ako je to u vás?
Have you ever been kicked by God?
Bol si niekedy takto Bohom nakopnutý?
Have you ever needed to be kicked by God?
Potreboval si to niekedy?
I think the same is true for almost everybody.
Ja si myslím, že asi pre každého to platí.
But what else do we see in these verses?
A čo ešte vidíme v týchto veršoch?
The chains fell off. Peter walks past the guard. He comes guards, many guards. He comes to a gate and it opens.
Okovy mu padli z rúk, potom ide okolo stráži, ich obíde a potom príde k železnej bráne a tá sa otvorí.
God's unlocked everything.
Boh všetko odomkol.
He's opened the doors and Peter just walks out of the prison.
Otvorí dvere a Peter proste vykráča z toho väzenia.
I love reading about this event.
A veľmi rád čítam túto pasáž.
Peter's in a terrible situation. Death is planned for him and it's going to happen soon.
Bo Peter je v hroznej situácii, plánuje sa jeho smrť.
But he's with peace. He has peace even in this situation.
Ale má pokoj aj v tejto situácii.
And then God sends an angel and kicks him and says, "Come on, Peter, let's go."
A potom Boh pošle svojho anjela, ktorý ho kopne a povie, "Hej, Peter, poď už."
Locks are unlocked, doors are open, and God frees Peter from prison.
Okovy spadnú, dvere sa otvoria a on vyjde slobodný z väzenia.
And I think a lot of us, we look at this story many times in our own life.
A niekedy sa pozrieme na tento príbeh a pozrieme sa potom na svoj život.
And we say, God, I've got chains on. I've got all these troubles. I've got all these problems. Can you just unlock these chains? Can you open the doors? Can you set me free?
A hovoríme niekedy, Bože, mám tieto okovy, tieto problémy. Mohol by si, prosím ťa, ich zlomiť, otvoriť mi tie dvere, aby som ja mohol ísť von.
Okay, we have that in our lives. I know we do, or at least I do.
Máme určite takéto veci aj v našom živote, lebo ja ich mám takisto.
I love this event.
A ja mám rád túto udalosť.
Now I want to look at another man.
Teraz sa pozrieme na ďalšieho muža.
And this man's name Paul.
A tento sa volá Pavol.
And we're going to read in Acts chapter 16.
Budeme čítať zo skutkov, kapitola 16.
Reading verses 19 through 24.
19 až 24.
This is when our owners realized that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. They brought them before the magistrates and said, These men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice. Then the crowds rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in stocks.
Keď jej páni videli, že im ušla nádej na zárobok, chytili Pavla a Síla a vliekli ich na námestie pred mestský súd i previedli ich pred sudcov, hovoriac: Títo ľudia búria naše mesto, sú Židia a hlasujú obyčaje, ktoré my, Rímania, nesmieme prijať ani zachovávať. Súčasne aj zástup povstal proti ním a sudcovia strhli z nich rúcho a rozkázali ich spalicovať. Keď ich spalicovali, uvrhli ich do väzenia a žalárníkovi prikázali, aby ich bedlivé strážil. Keď dostal taký príkaz, uvrhol ich do vnútorného väzenia a nohy im tuho zovrel doklady.
So here's the scene. Paul and Silas are in the city preaching and someone doesn't like what they're saying.
Takže tuto je tá situácia. Pavel a Silas idú do mesta a kážu a niekomu sa to nepáči, čo kážu.
And they don't like what they're saying because they're losing their ability to do their job.
A nepáči sa im to preto, lebo na základe toho, čo hovoria, oni strácajú svoj job, svoj biznis.
Paul and Silas were preaching and these people's job was making money doing fortune telling.
A Pavel a Silas kážu a sú tam ľudia, ktorí si zarábajú tým, že majú ženu vešticu.
Okay. And I don't know exactly how the Slovak translation is compared to the English, but what we see here, Paul is arrested. Paul and Silas are arrested and they're beaten with many stripes.
A neviem, že či sa zhoduje ten anglický a slovenský preklad, I think it is, ale je tam napísané, že boli im zlečené šaty a boli mnohými palicami a mnoho úderov palicami dostali.
Okay, they didn't just smack them on the hand and say, stop doing that.
Takže to nebolo tak, že oni im capli po ruke, že a prestante to robiť.
They were beaten with many stripes and they were beaten badly.
Takže boli surovo zbití s mnohými údermi palice.
And then they're thrown in prison.
A potom boli hodení do väzenia.
But not just any prison.
Ale nie len takého hociakého väzenia.
They were thrown in the inner prison.
Ale to bolo vnútorné väzenie.
Now I'm not sure, but my guess, the inner prison is probably not the best place to be.
Neviem, či sa mýlim, ale myslím si, že vnútorné väzenie asi nie je úplne najlepšie miesto, kde by sme chceli byť.
My guess is they probably put the worst prisoners in the inner prison.
Asi sa tam dávali tí najhorší väzni.
I'm trying to paint a picture here. I bet it's dark. I bet it's dirty.
Asi bude tmavé a špinavé.
I bet it smells bad. Really, really bad.
A určite to tam strašne smrdí.
It's in the inner part. I'm sure there isn't a good flow of air. You know, so the smell, the stench.
Takže tam určite tam zle cirkuluje vzduch a strašne to tam smrdí, nevetrá sa to tam.
Who knows? Maybe there's even rats running around.
Kto vie, možno že tam pobehuje potkany.
So have you got this picture?
Takže si to predstavujete?
They're not just in prison, they're in the inner prison.
Takže nie sú len vo väzení, sú úplne v jadre, vo vnútornom väzení.
Now I go back to my question and I ask myself, what would Tom do if he was in this situation?
Takže zase sa pýtam sám seba tú otázku, čo by Tom robil v tejto situácii?
Okay, I can only guess.
Ja môžem si len myslieť, môžem len hádať.
But I'm guessing Tom's going to be hidden over in the corner, being quiet, trying not to get any of these bad prisoners upset at Tom.
Takže asi by som tam bol niekde v kúte, by som tam ticho sedel a nechcel by som tam nikoho rozhnevať z tých ostatných väzňov.
And you know what, while I'm sitting over there, I think I might be in my heart saying, God, why have you allowed this to happen? I was just doing what you wanted me to do. Why did you put me into this situation?
A viem si predstaviť, že by som si tak myslel v srdci, že Bože, prečo si dopustil toto, však som len robil to, čo si mi povedal. Prečo si dovolil, aby sa to stalo?
In fact, you know what? If there was a time that I would be asleep, like Peter was, this might be the time.
A keby, možno, keby som mal vôbec spať vo väzení, toto by bol asi ten čas, že by som tam ticho sa niekde utiahol, aby som spal.
Now, I'm not asleep because there's peace in my heart. I'm asleep because of my physical condition.
A nespal by som, pretože by som mal pokoj v srdci, ale spal by som kvôli fyzickým dôvodom.
I've been beaten. I've been hurt. I'm in pain. So maybe I just hide over in the corner. I'm complaining to God, and maybe I just collapse and go to sleep.
Takže bol by som zbitý, všetko by ma bolelo, tak by som sa niekde utiahol a tam by som sa išiel z toho vyspať.
And I want to tell you guys, seriously, this is how I read the Bible.
A ja naozaj vám hovorím, že ja takto čítam písmo.
It may sound strange to you, but this is what I do.
Možno, že vám to príde zvláštne, ale ja to takto čítam.
Peter was asleep in prison, and in this situation, Tom might have been asleep also, but not with a sleep of peace.
Takže Peter spal tiež vo väzení a ja by som ako tiež si tam pospal, ale určite nie, pretože by som mal pokoj.
But what does Paul do?
Ale čo robí Pavol?
We read verse 25.
Prečítame si vo verši 25.
About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them.
Okolo polnoci modlili sa Pavel a Silas, spievali Bohu chvály a väzni ich počúvali.
They were praying and singing and worshiping God.
Oni sa modlili, chválili a uctievali Boha.
And I look at that and I say, really?
Sa na to tak pozriem a hovorím si, fakt, vážne?
I've been beaten. I'm in the worst part of prison.
Ja som zbitý, som v tej najhoršej časti väzenia.
It's dark, it's dirty, it stinks.
Je to tam tmavé, špinavé, smrdí to tam.
I'm in pain, I'm hurting.
A všetko ma bolí.
And what am I doing? I'm singing and worshiping God.
A čo robím? Chválim a modlím sa, uctievam Boha.
Now I got to tell you, some people say there's a lot of pretty unbelievable things in the Bible.
Určite vieme, že je mnoho neuveriteľných vecí v Biblii.
And I don't know about you, but for me, Paul's reaction here, what he did, is pretty unbelievable.
A neviem ako pre vás, ale pre mňa tá Pavlova reakcia v tomto je naozaj neuveriteľná.
But it's pretty unbelievable, not because it didn't happen, because it did. The Bible is a history book.
A nie je to neuveriteľné preto, že by sa to nemalo stať, ale ono sa to stalo, pretože Biblia je ako historická kniha.
It's an actual event.
Je to skutočná udalosť.
I see it as pretty unbelievable because I go back and ask myself, what would I do?
A preto sa mi to zdá byť neuveriteľné, lebo ja sa na tom tak zamýšľam, že čo by som ja urobil?
I can't even imagine this situation.
Ja si to neviem ani len predstaviť.
In the world we live, this situation doesn't exist.
V tom svete, v ktorom my žijeme, takáto situácia sa neobjavuje.
That's not saying in the world globally it doesn't exist, because it does.
A to neznamená, že nikde vo svete sa to nedieje, lebo sa to deje.
But in the world you and I live in, right here in Galena, I don't believe a situation like this exists.
Ale nemyslím si, že v našom kontexte v Žiline dnes by sa to stalo.
And I can honestly say my actions would not have been the same as Paul's.
A musím úprimne povedať, že moje skutky by neboli také ako Pavlova.
But just like we did with the pictures of the donuts, I want to take a closer look at verse 25.
Ale tak ako sme si ukazovali na tých šíškach, tak pozrime sa na to trošku bližšie.
If we take a step back and we look at it close, what else do we see?
Keď to tak odstúpime a sa zamyslíme, čo ešte iné na to vidíme.
At the end it says, and the prisoners were listening to them.
A tam je napísané, že ostatní väzni ich počúvali.
And this is an important point for us.
A toto je veľmi dôležitý bod pre nás.
Other people are looking at us, and it's not just when things are going well.
Ostatní ľudia sa na nás pozerajú, a to nie len vtedy, keď idú veci dobre.
You know what? They're looking at us especially when things are not going well.
Ale pozerajú sa na nás zvlášť vtedy, keď to nejde dobre.
I believe that when things are the worst for us, that is a time when people are looking at us the most closely.
Myslím si, že keď sú veci pre nás úplne najhoršie, tak vtedy nás ľudia najviac sledujú.
And I don't know whether you ever realize that or not, but it's true.
Neviem, či si to uvedomujeme alebo nie, ale je to tak.
As a Christian, we're going to be under a microscope, and especially when things are difficult. And we see that in verse 25.
Ako kresťania sú situácie, kedy sme ako pod mikroskopom, a vidíme to aj v tom verši 25.
Okay, now if we were to keep reading and go to verse 26, and I won't read that, but what you're going to hear is there was a great earthquake and the doors flew open and the chains fell off.
A nebudeme to celkom čítať, ale v tom 26. verši je, že tam bolo zemetrasenie, spadli im okovy a celé väzenie sa triaslo.
So just like with Peter, God unlocks the door and unlocks the chains.
A presne ako v Petrovom prípade, Boh mu sňal okovy, rozlomil tú väznicu a oslobodil ich.
He has the key and he unlocks the locks.
On má ten kľúč a on odomkne tie zámky.
Let's go back to the test we started with.
Ale vráťme sa k tomu testu, s ktorým sme začali.
Do we see the same things or different things with Peter and Paul?
A vidíme to, že to bola rovnaká situácia alebo odlišná medzi Petrom a Pavlom?
I think it's easy to see some of the same things. They're both in prison.
Vidíme tam niektoré spoločné veci, že boli obaja vo väzení.
I think it's same that Peter had to give, or God had to give Peter a kick, and for Paul, he gave him a kick too.
Aj Petrovi, aj Pavlovi Boh uštedril taký kopanec.
Okay. He sent an earthquake to open Paul's door.
On poslal zemetrasenie na to, aby otvoril to väzenie.
I don't know if any of you've been in an earthquake before. I've not been in the middle of an earthquake. I've been on the outside edge of an earthquake, and trust me, it's a pretty big kick.
Takže neviem, či ste už vy zažili zemetrasenie, ale ja som bol teda nie v epicentre, ale v takej vzdialenejšej oblasti, ale teda to vám poviem, že je to riadny úder.
I see so many things that are the same. But for me, the biggest thing that I see that's the same is God has the key and he's freeing his people.
Je tam určitá spoločná vec a to je tá, že Boh má ten kľúč a on oslobodzuje svojich ľudí.
Now if we stopped right there, we'd say, yep, they're both in prison, God opens the doors, he throws off the chain, it's identical.
Tak môžeme si tam taký prvý pohľad povedať, že je to úplne to isté. Boh zatrasie tým miestom, spadnú im okovy, otvorí sa väzenie a oni sú slobodní.
So here we've got the doors are open, the chains are off. Let's read on.
Takže budeme čítať ďalej.
The jailer woke up and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here."
Keď sa žalárnik prebudil a dvere väzenia videl otvorené, tasil meč a chcel si vziať život. Domnieval sa totiž, že väzni utiekli. Ale Pavel zvolal silným hlasom a povedal: "Neobližuj si, veď sme všetci tu."
So when we look at our test, what do we see here? Is it the same or is it different?
Takže keď si pozrieme ten náš test, tak je to rovnaké alebo je to iné?
Sometimes you have to look closely.
Niekedy sa na to musíme pozrieť lepšie.
I want you to think about this. Is it the same or is it different?
Takže je to rovnaké alebo je to iné?
God opens the doors, he frees them from their chains. Peter walks out the door and what does Paul do?
Takže Petrovi padnú okovy, prejde tými bránami väzenia, ale ako je to s prípravom?
Paul stays.
Paul zostáva.
Peter walks out, Paul stays. Same or different?
Peter odchádza, Pavel zostáva. Je to rovnaké alebo rozdielne?
See, Peter left and Paul stayed, and many people would say it's different. It's so different, it's obvious.
Povedali by sme, že to je úplne jasné, že to je odlišné.
And if that's what you're thinking, I can't really argue with you, but I want you to take a step back and look a little closer.
Ak si to takto myslíte, tak nechcem sa s vami hádať, ale chcem, aby sme to tak ustúpili a pozreli sa na to bližšie.
You know, when I look at these two events, I see, when I look at them more closely, I see things that are the same.
A keď sa na to pozrieme bližšie, tak vidíme veci, ktoré sú rovnaké.
The door flies open, one man stays, one man leaves.
Dvere sa otvoria, jeden muž odíde, druhý zostane.
But both were listening to God.
Ale obaja počúvali Boha.
And what he was leading them to do.
A počúvali, k čomu im vedia, aby urobili.
We see Peter, the angel kicked him and said, "Come on, get up. I got something for you to do."
V tom prvom prípade do Petra kopol anjel a mu povedal, "Poď Peter, vstávaj," a viedol ho, aby vedel, čo má urobiť.
And while it doesn't clearly say this in what we're reading about Paul, I believe the Holy Spirit was talking to Paul and said, "The door's open, the chains are off, but I want you to stay right where you're at."
A nevidíme to celkom, tam nie je to tam takto napísané, ale verím, že keď bolo to zemetrasenie a boli tie dvere otvorené, tak verím, že Duch Svätý hovoril k Pavlovi a hovoril mu, zostaň tu.
So the events aren't different. The events are actually the same.
Takže tie udalosti nie sú rozdielne, sú vlastne úplne rovnaké.
Both men listened to God and then we see what happens.
Obaja muži poslúchali Boží hlas a potom vidíme, čo sa dialo ďalej.
We read on, verses 29 through 33.
The jailer called for lights, rushed in and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. He brought them out and asked them, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe on the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. And at that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed the wounds, and immediately he and his household were baptized.
I pýtal si svetlo, behol a trasúc sa padol pred Pavlom a Silasom. Vyviedol ich hovoriac, páni, čo mám činiť, aby som bol spasený? Odpovedali mu, ver v Pána Ježiša a budeš spasený, ty aj tvoj dom. Potom hovorili mu slovo Božie aj všetkým v jeho dome. V tú nočnú hodinu prijal ich k sebe, umyl im rany a hneď sa dal pokrstiť aj on, aj všetci jeho domáci.
And it's good for me, you can see I get a little emotional when I read this. It's good for me that I've got translation so I get a chance to take a second and breathe and collect myself.
Pre mňa je dobré, že aj keď to tak viacej prežívam, a tak je dobré, že je preklad, že mám troška času sa tak z toho zotaviť.
Paul stayed in his prison and the Philippian jailer and all of his family were saved.
Takže Pavel posluchol, zostal vo väzení a výsledok bol, že ten väzniteľ a aj celá jeho rodina bola spasená.
And this is what happens when we listen to God.
A presne toto sa stane, keď počúvame Boha.
There is salvation.
Príde spasenie.
And it's not by anything I do or anything we do other than just listening closely to what God's saying to us.
A nie je to ničím iným ako len tým, že počúvame naozaj dobre na to, čo hovorí Boh.
Okay, this is one of the greatest events in the Bible for me. This is a cause for celebration.
Toto je podľa mňa jedna z najväčších udalostí v Biblii a je to dôvod na oslavu.
God used Paul's situation to bring salvation to a man and his family.
Že Boh si použil Pavlovu zlú situáciu na to, aby priniesol spasenie tomu veliteľovi väzenia a jeho rodine.
And this needs to be something we celebrate.
A to musí byť niečo, čo by sme mali osláviť.
If I can watch a football game and I can celebrate a score, can't I celebrate a salvation for others?
Keď pozerám futbal a teším sa, keď dajú gól, tak nemal by som sa o to viac tešiť, keď je nejaká rodina spasená.
This is exciting.
Toto je nadchýňajúce.
And as I was talking earlier, that question that I asked about, I said, as I'm reading the Bible, I'm constantly asking myself, what would I do?
Ako som už hovoril predtým, keď čítam Bibliu a čítam tie príbehy, tak sa pýtam, čo by som ja robil?
And I believe this is a question we all have to ask ourselves as we read. What would I do?
A myslím si, že túto otázku by sme si mali všetci klásť, keď čítame písmo, že čo by som ja robil?
Now, I don't know about you, but if I'm in Paul's situation and the chains are off and the doors are open, if I'm in this situation, I don't know that I'm going to choose to stay.
A keby som ja bol v tej situácii ako Pavol, že som zbitý, ale zrazu je tam zemetrasenie, dvere sú otvorené, tak neviem, že či by som tak ako Pavol zostal tam sedieť.
But when we look at this event, we clearly see what happens when we listen intently to the Holy Spirit.
A keď vidíme celý tento príbeh, vidíme, čo sa stane, keď naozaj intenzívne počúvame na hlas Ducha Svätého.
We see amazing things happening around us.
Vidíme, že sa deje úžasné veci okolo nás.
And as I look at my own life, there's been many doors that have been opened.
A keď sa pozriem na môj život, vidím, že mi boli mnohé dvere otvorené.
And sometimes there were even maybe multiple doors opened.
A niekedy sa stalo, že tých dverí bolo aj viac, ktoré sa otvorili.
There's been many chances I've had to stay or to leave.
A bolo mnoho príležitostí, kedy som mohol buď zostať alebo odísť.
And again, I'd love to share those stories with you, but we just don't have time to talk about it today. I'd love to share them with you.
A rád by som sa o ne podelil s vami, ale nemám toľko času, aby som to urobil.
Now I'm going to close today with one last door.
A chcel by som teraz skončiť poslednými dverami.
And it's a door we're going to find in the last book of the Bible.
A to sú dvere, ktoré nájdeme v poslednej knihe Biblie.
Revelation chapter 3.
Je to zjavenie kapitola 3.
Revelation chapter 3, Jesus speaking here says, "Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me."
Aj hľa, stojím pri dverách a klopem. Ak niekto počuje môj hlas a otvorí dvere, Vojdem k nemu a budem stolovať s ním a on so mnou.
Now as I grew up, I was blessed. My earliest memories of people asked me, and I've had people ask me this, what do you remember when you were youngest? And my memories were growing up in church.
Ja sa pamätám na moje detstvo, že bolo veľmi požehnané. A keď sa ma niekto spýta, že na čo si tak pamätáš zo svojich mladých liet, a ja tak hovorím, že ja si pamätám na to, že som vyrastal v zbore.
My family attended a little Methodist church in a town that we grew up near. The town maybe had, what, 2,000 people, maybe.
Moja rodina vyrastla tak pri takom mestečku, kde tam bol taký malý metodistický zbor a tam sme dochádzali a tam bolo asi 2000 ľudí, alebo tak.
And I've got so many beautiful memories from my childhood and I'd like to share just one with you today.
A mám z toho obdobia krásne spomienky a jednu z nich by som chcel povedať.
This is a picture of Jesus standing at the door and knocking.
Toto je obraz, ako Ježiš stojí pri dverách a klope.
Now maybe some of you are familiar with this picture.
A možno niektorí z vás poznáte takýto obrazok.
This picture in the church that I grew up in was over the door in the sanctuary where the sermon was preached.
Tento obrazok bol nad dverami, ako tam bolo také miesto, kde sa kázalo, a to bolo pri vchode alebo niekde v tej oblasti, kde sa kázalo, už neviem.
But when you look at this picture and you think about Peter and Paul, we see something different.
A keď sa pozrieme na tento obrázok a potom si predstavíme v tých situáciách Petra a Pavla, tak vidíme niečo rozdielne.
You see, when you look at this picture, the door is closed.
Keď sa pozrieme na tento obrázok, vidíme, že tie dvere sú zavreté.
So we can see a difference, but I want to again step back and look a little closer.
Ale takže zase vidíme rozdiel, ale keď to tak pozrieme sa na to bližšie.
In verse 20, Jesus says, I stand at the door and knock.
Vo verši 20 Ježiš hovorí, že stojím pri dverách a klopem.
There is a difference. The door is closed.
Je tam rozdiel, dvere sú zavreté.
But you know what?
Ale viete čo?
The door is not locked.
Ale tie dvere nie sú zamknuté.
Just like with Peter and Paul, God has unlocked the door.
Presne tak, ako v situácii Petra a Pavla. Boh odomkol pre nás tie dvere.
He has the key and in fact he is the key.
On má tie kľúče a vlastne on sám je tým kľúčom.
So the door is unlocked, but unlike with Peter and Paul, the door is closed.
Takže dvere sú síce odomknuté, ale je to inak ako v prípade Petra a Pavla, alebo sú zavreté.
You see, for this door, Jesus unlocks it, but it's up to us to open it.
Takže pre tieto dvere platí, že Ježiš ich síce odomkol, ale je to na tebe a mne, či ich aj otvoríme.
Now I want to go back to the book of Acts, Acts chapter 28.
Takže sa vrátime do knihy Skutkov, kapitola 28.
Okay, and we're going to read what for me is the saddest verse in the Bible, and we're going to see the saddest word in the Bible.
A uvidíme tam podľa mňa asi najsmutnejší verš z celej Biblie.
In Acts chapter 26, Paul has been brought to King Agrippa.
Takže Pavol bol predvedený pred kráľa Agripu.
And he's telling King Agrippa about what has happened in his life and everything that's going on.
A hovorí tomuto kráľovi všetko, čo sa udialo jeho v živote, všetko, čo sa deje.
So as he's talking to King Agrippa, he says this.
A keď hovorí s kráľom Agrippom, hovorí toto.
King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you believe. Then Agrippa said to Paul, you almost persuaded me to become a Christian.
Hovorí, či veríš prorokom, král Agrippa? Viem, že veríš. I povedal Agrippa Pavlovi, bezmála by si ma presvedčil a urobil zo mňa kresťana.
Paul says to the king, I know you believe.
Pavel hovorí tomu kráľovi, ja viem, že ty veríš.
And the king's response to Paul is, Paul, you almost persuade me to be a Christian.
A kráľ mu odpovedá, takmer by si ma presvedčil a urobil zo mňa kresťana.
Almost.
Takmer.
And as you can see, my emotions fill me when I read this word.
Ako vidíte, tak som taký naplnený emóciami, keď toto čítame.
We read about a Philippian jailer and his family and the salvation that they experienced because Paul stayed.
Lebo vidíme tam pri tom majiteľovi toho väzenia, že jeho rodina je celá spasená, preto lebo Pavol tam zostáva.
And we have joy when we read about that.
A tešíme sa z toho, keď to čítame.
But here Emotions overtake me because of the word almost.
Ale teraz som taký zaplavený emóciami kvôli tomu slovíčku takmer.
If we go back to Revelations chapter 3.
Keď sa vrátime do Zjavenia 3. kapitoly.
Okay. In this chapter Jesus is speaking to the church at Laodicea.
V tejto kapitole Ježiš hovorí cirkvi Laodicejským.
Okay, and I won't put this verse up. You can read it if you want, but verse 16, speaking to the church at Laodicea, he says, "Because you are lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I'll spew you out of my mouth."
Ja to prečítam takto, že si vlážny, ani horúci, ani studený, vyplujem ťa z úst.
Lukewarm.
Vlážny.
Almost.
Takmer.
The saddest words in the Bible.
To sú najsmutnejšie slova v Biblii.
You see, when we look at verse 20 in Revelation,
keď sa pozrieme na verš 20 v Zjavení,
many people believe the door Jesus is talking about is the door of salvation.
Mnohí ľudia si myslia, že to sú dvere spasenia.
And I'm not going to disagree with that. It can be the door of salvation.
A ja nebudem s tým celkom nesúhlasiť, lebo to môžu byť dvere spasenia.
But just like before, we need to step back and take a closer look.
Ale zase musíme sa na to pozrieť takým bližším pohľadom.
Jesus stands at the door and knocks.
Ježiš stojí pri dverách a klope.
And all you have to do, all I have to do, is open the door and he'll come in and dine with us.
A všetko, čo ty a ja musíme urobiť, je otvoriť tie dvere, aby on mohol prísť a stolovať s nami.
You see, this verse is not just about salvation.
Tento verš nie je len o spasení.
This verse is about a relationship with our Lord and Savior.
Tento verš je o našom vzťahu s našim Pánom a Spasiteľom.
If we look back at Peter and Paul, we see that both of them did exactly what God directed them to do.
Keď sa pozrieme na Petra a Pavla, tak vidíme, že obaja urobil presne to, k čomu ich Boh volal, aby urobili.
One of them walked out and one of them stayed.
Jeden vyšiel z väzenia a druhý zostal.
And why?
Prečo?
Because they had their door open. They had their door open.
Aha, pretože oni mali svoje dvere otvorené.
They had an ever-growing relationship with Jesus.
Mali ten stále rastúci vzťah s Ježišom.
Peter was by Jesus' side for 3 years.
Peter bol s Ježišom počas 3 rokov.
Paul met Jesus on a road to Damascus.
A Pavol stretol Ježiša na ceste do Damasku.
Two very different situations.
Dve veľmi rozdielne situácie.
But both of them had their doors open and an ever-growing relationship with Jesus.
Ale obaja z nich mali tie svoje dvere otvorené a mali stále taký prekvitajúci vzťah s Ježišom.
So as I close today, I want to close with the same question we spoke about over and over and over today.
Takže ako budem dnes skončiť, tak chcem sa vrátiť k tej otázke, o ktorej sme stále hovorili dnes.
And that question is, what would I do?
A tá otázka je, čo by som urobil ja?
I want to ask each and every one of us that same question, including me.
A chcel by som sa spýtať aj vás a sama aj sám seba túto istú otázku. Čo by som urobil ja?
Would I, will I open the door that's been unlocked?
Otvorím tie dvere, ktoré sú už vlastne odomknuté.
Now for some that may be a door of salvation.
A možno pre niekoho z vás by to boli tie dvere spasenia.
I stand here today and most of you I do not know well.
A síce tu dnes stojím a sa stretávam, ale väčšinu z vás dobre nepoznám.
If that's you, Jesus has unlocked the door with his key, the cross.
A ak je to pre teba, tak Ježiš odomkol tieto dvere skrze svoj kríž.
And if it's you, I pray that the word almost does not come out of your mouth.
A ak si to ty, tak sa modlím, aby to slovo takmer nevyšlo z tvojich úst.
Almost is the saddest word you can say.
A takmer je to najsmutnejšie slovo, čo môžeš povedať.
It's the saddest word I can hear.
A je to najsmutnejšie, čo môžem počuť.
Now maybe for everyone here or for some the door of salvation it's been open.
A možno pre väčšinu z nás, alebo pre niektorých z nás tie dvere spasenia boli otvorené.
But what about the door to come in and dine with us, to eat with us?
Ale čo keď Ježiš teda chce prísť a chce večerať s nami?
What about that relationship door?
Čo ako sme na tom s tým vzťahom?
I have to ask myself, is my door open the way Peter and Paul's door was open?
Musím sa pýtať aj ja sám seba. Sú moje dvere rovnako otvorené, ako ich mali otvorené Peter a Pavol?
Do I have an expanding relationship with Jesus?
Mám taký rozkytajúci vzťah s Ježišom.
Or is my door just open a little?
Alebo mám len také odchýlené dvere.
You see, Jesus isn't going to kick this door open.
Viete, Ježiš, on tieto dvere nebude, nevykopne ich.
It's up to me how much I want to open the door to him.
Je to na mne, ako ja veľmi chcem otvoriť moje dvere pre neho.
So as I close, I want to close with something that I know.
Takže keď končím, chcem povedať niečo, čo viem.
I know this.
Viem s určitosťou toto.
Jesus wants the door wide open.
Určite viem, že Ježiš chce, aby sme tie dvere doširoka otvorili.
He wants to come in and he wants to dine with us.
On chce prísť dovnútra, chce večerať s nami.
He wants that ever expanding relationship with us.
On chce ten prekvitajúci vzťah s nami.
So as we talk today, there was lots of questions and I want to end with one question.
Takže keď toto čítame, je tam veľa odpovedí a otázok, ale ja chcem skončiť s jednou otázkou.
How open is our door?
Ako veľmi otvorené sú moje a tvoje dvere?
It's a question we have to ask ourselves. How open is my door?
Je to otázka, ktorú si musí každý z nás zodpovedať. Ako veľmi sú otvorené tvoje a moje dvere?
I thank Pete and the leadership team for allowing me a chance to share today.
A som vďačný Peteovi aj celému vedeniu, že mi umožnili sa dnes zdieľať s vami.
And I'm so excited to have people here.
A som rád, že ste prišli.
If I can, just close in prayer.
Tak by som len zakončil modlitbou.
Father God, again, I just lift up your name. I just praise you. I give you glory, Father. And Father, I just pray that your joy fills our lives, Lord, that the excitement is there. The passion is there. Lord, as we read the Bible, the real events, the history that we see, that it touches our heart. Lord, that it's real to us. And Lord, I just pray so much for that last door. We can look at Peter and we can look at Paul and we can see that relationship they have with you. But Lord, we need that relationship too. And you've said, the door's there. All you've got to do is open it and I'm going to come in. And Lord, I just pray that we'll take your words to our heart. Lord, that we'll expand a relationship with you each and every day. Lord, I thank you. I give you all the glory and I give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.